it's 50 million versions of this particular song, and I only do one at a time, actually. It has to do with dating in a small town. As I went a-walking down by the strand, I met a fair damsel so handsome and grand. She wore jewelry, finery, silver and gold. Says I, you're a dandy for 19 years old. Her fingers were tapered, her neck like a swan, her nose a little turned up, her voice not too strong. In 6 weeks we'd married, and wedding bells tolled, I'd married my darling just 19 years old. After the wedding we retired to rest. Did my face change colors when my young wife undressed? Such a trunk full of padding from her form did unfold. Says I, you're a dandy for 19 years old. As I stood there and watched her, I thought I would faint as she scraped from her pale face a bushel of paint. She took out her glass eye on the carpet, it rolled. Says I, that's unusual for 19 years old. She unscrewed her fingers till I counted three, took off her cork leg just below the knee. Took off her wig till her bald head did show she was nearer to 90 than 19 years old. Now, every good traditional song has to have a moral. Of course, the singer doesn't, but it's a different song. Now, all you young fellers, when a courtin' you go, inspect your true love from her head to her toe, or else you'll be ruined like me and be sold to a patched up old geezer who's 90 years old. Another love song. This is it's a bit different in nature. It's called Affair with a Married Lady. Like to tell you a story, and I swear that it's true. Might seem just a little crazy, but I know I can tell everything to you, 'cause you've been a friend when others were fading. Oh, it might seem rather square, but I'm having an affair, affair with a married lady. Nothing you can do would make me be untrue. Nothing you can do or say. She is the only one I ever think of. Whatever happened to the others? She is the only one I ever could love. And best of all, she has no brothers. Oh, it might seem rather square, but I'm having an affair, affair with a married lady. Nothing you can do would make me be untrue. Nothing you can do or say. Now you will ask me how a marriage can last, when I say I will love her all of my life. Then I will tell you that the die has been cast, because the married lady, she is my wife. Oh, it might seem rather square, but I'm having an affair, affair with the married lady. Nothing you can do would make me be untrue. Nothing you can do or nothing you can say. Nothing you can do or say.
To also make mention of the other three people here, Red Abraham and Cain Peter Leslie. And we'd like to do a little song that my wife Barbara, you can tell it's my wife by the matching. that Barbara and I and two other people in our Folk Music Society wrote, Words and Music. And it's several professions mentioned, of which many of them are part of us. So of which we are a part. And the course is real simple. We'd like you to join us. I also would like to incidentally make mention of this instrument here. I've been asked by about 30 or 40 people today, what is it? It's a six-string banjo or banjo guitar, however you want to say it. More commonly known as a thalidomide guitar.
Policeman with nightstick and gun, hoping for a riot just so I could have some fun.
I wish I was an exterminator fighting bug and flea, just to hear them gasping,
"This stuff just kills me." I'm not very happy being what I am. Wish that I was something else other than I am. I wish I was a housewife. Sometimes I'd defrost the fridge, but mostly I wouldn't have the time, 'cause I'd be out playing bridge.
Wish I was an executive. What a funny force. The only exercise I get is sitting on my chair.
I'm not very happy being what I am. Wish that I were something else other than I am.
I wish I was a lover. Oh, how I would brag. When they ask, "Who's that girl?" I'd say, "Hey man, that's my bag."
Alas, we're but folk singers. Looks like this is our call. So we think we'll all stop working and turn professional. I'm not very happy being what I am. Wish that I was something else other than I am.
Richard is Irish and I'm from England, and we're both very happy to be here. We actually live in the Bahamas, and this following song, you probably think is American, in fact, is a Bahamian song. It was collected by, I think, Alan Lomax from one of the out islands in the Bahamas, and it's called All My Sorrows.
Only one thing that money can't buy, a true love that will never die. All my sorrow. So their free lovers down country lanes. Don't know my grief, don't feel my pain. Oh, my sorrow. Never mind. All my sorrow.
My sorrow.
Forgotten.
Forgotten.
One more thing that troubles my mind. I'm a pretty average bum, good as most, but worse than some. And through this life I'll try and hike, because I'm kinda lazy-like. 'Cause I'm free and easy, folks, don't mean I've got no coal to stoke. 'Cause I'm free and easy, folks, don't mean I've got a carefree bloke. I've got troubles like everyone, debts to pay and jobs undone. But when you think about all those, man will reap just what he sows. 'Cause I'm free and easy, folks, don't mean I've got no coal to stoke. 'Cause I'm free and easy, folks, don't mean I'm just a carefree bloke. Wears you out to walk a mile, so here I sit and pause a while. But all the time life passes by, now I find I'm high and dry. 'Cause I'm free and easy, folks, don't mean I've got no coal to stoke. 'Cause I'm free and easy, folks, don't mean I'm just a carefree bloke. If run and rush is what you crave, you'll surely beat me to the grave. But when all's said and life is past, what's the difference, slow or fast? 'Cause I'm free and easy, folks, don't mean I've got no coal to stoke. 'Cause I'm free and easy, folks, don't mean I'm just a carefree bloke.
Thank you very much.
Let's give him a great big hand. And let's have a little harmonica music here. The shank of the evening. George and Marilyn and John, all from Gainesville. You mean you're a lone man?
Yeah, John's going to come up in a little bit, but right now I'm a lone man.
All right. Well, you're equal to it.
I hope so, Sister Thelma.
...the Folk Festival. We hope that you got a few minutes rest last night after midnight and are ready to relax and be comfortable and enjoy the program today. Before we get into the program, will you please bow your heads? Let everyone stop right where you are and bow your heads for the invocation, please. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this beautiful Sabbath day. We thank Thee for the earth and for this lovely place created by Thine own hand. We thank Thee for another year of life and for health and strength to be here. We thank Thee especially for America and what it means to each of us who are here today. Grant us, O God, a sense of purpose to determine that we'll be good stewards of our heritage rather than to be found guilty of perverting and destroying it. We ask Thee to continue to bless the work of Cousin Thelma, Cousin Barbara, and all those who work so faithfully to make these festivals possible. Grant traveling mercies, protection to the directors, the participants, and the audience returning to their homes today, tonight, and tomorrow. May the spirit of friendliness, love, and cooperation be again found in our midst this day, and may Thy great and holy name be magnified in all that we see, that we hear, and that we feel this day. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ and for His sake. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. All the evil folk on earth rest in feathers at their birth. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. Have you heard about our Jesus? Have you heard about His feet? How His mother went to that stable on that Christmas Eve so late. Winds were blowing, cows were lowing, stars were glowing, glowing, glowing. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. All the evil folk on earth rest in feathers at their bed. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. To the manger came the wise men, bringing things from hen and yon, for the mother and the father and the blessed little son. Milkmaids left their fields and flocks and sat beside the ass and ox. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. All the evil folk on earth rest in feathers at their bed. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. friends, Cousin Thelma Bolton, the director of this program. And isn't she just lovely this morning?
Good morning, and what a beautiful way to start this final day of the 18th Florida Folk Festival. Amen. With the singing of that beautiful old spiritual, Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. So beautiful, so beautiful. Thank you, Cousin Robert, and I hope it will set the mood for the day's program. Now, I know good and well that back in the old days, well, I'll say that a little later. First, I want to introduce one of our Christian Indian friends. Betty Mae Jumper is chairman of the Seminole Indian Tribe of Florida, the Seminole Indian Council. And Betty Mae is coming up and sing a song for us.
Good morning. I am very happy to be here. And as Cousin Thelma said, it's a beautiful day. Today I would be at home going to church, but today, this morning, I'm here. So we have a Seminole choir that goes around and sings for the people. And we are real proud of it. And I'm hoping next year they'll be here to sing for you all. This year, some of them was sick and some of them was going somewhere else, so I can't get them to come. But I'm going to try to sing by myself. But it's better when all of us are singing. But today I'm going to try my best. I'm not a good singer, as you have been listening all this past 3 days, but I'm going to try. This is one of the Christian songs that I'm going to sing in a Seminole language. We are real proud that we have songs. It's real Christian songs that we sing, and you would hear, if you come visit us in our churches, you would hear some of these songs there. Yama yestimith kidan te ho yana yo, te ho yana yo, te ho yana yo. Yama yestimith kidan te ho yana yo. Jesus, na pakali, me kusha pat yai chan hi cha, me kusha pat yai chan hi cha, me kusha pat yai cho. Jesus na pagati yama istimith kitan te ho yana yo te ho yana yo yama istimith kitan te ho yana yo Jesus na pagati. It means that when I get through in this wicked world where there's sorrows and sickness, I'll be with Jesus where there will be happiness. There won't be no tears, and there won't be no hurt. There won't be no crying. That's the way the songs goes. And then there's another song in English that I'm going to try to sing. We need to do a lot of these things. Sometimes we forget to pray for the other people. Sometimes we forget there's our neighbors, that we could smile. And we would do a lot of things if we pray for the other people. But at times we don't do that. And some of these songs, when you hear them, it more brings you closer to the people. These past songs that I've been hearing, a lot of words, religious songs, has mean quite a bit. The people have sing and came down in generation. If we use this and keep the meaning of it, this world won't be as what it is today. So When you all hear somebody's religious song, take it home and use it. Don't just throw it away as you hear it here today. Jesus came to die on dark Calvary to save a sinner like you and me. When I stop to think what he done for me, how can I not give him my all? But I don't pray it enough. I don't pray it enough. I don't love my neighbors as I should enough. If I try to make it all by myself, Lord, I need you today. Again. Thank you.
Beautiful. Now, let's meet Josie Billy. Oh, I'm sorry. He wouldn't get out of the car. He said he'd had enough. He's going home. He's going to take Lucy home. But Frank Shore, and his beautiful wife, Lottie, are here, and I'm going to ask Charlie Knight, who is chairman of our Florida Seminole Indian Affairs, to introduce them.
Much, Cousin Thelma. I think that this is a most wonderful occasion, and this Sunday morning, to hear in Seminole, no more tears, no more hurt, and no more crying, because with Jesus I'll be there. Without breaking into too much Seminole history, I think that you can agree that these people have certainly had more than their shares of tears, hurt, and crying through the past 250 to 300 years. We have a meeting this morning, really, of two cultures, two ways of thinking, two ways of living that are slowly and mixing together and working its way out. We have with us this morning Frank and Lottie Shore from Brighton Reservation, which is just north of Lake Okeechobee. Now, Mr. and Ms. Shore live in Brighton. Mrs. Jumper lives down in Dania, or the Hollywood Reservation. Then, of course, there's the Big Cypress Reservation, which is located on the south side of Lake Okeechobee. And Ms. Jumper was real serious about you visiting their churches and visiting them. They have service on Sunday morning and again on Sunday evening. They're very, very interesting. They're very inspiring. And I think any of you who are in the area would thoroughly enjoy them. Now, if you have a chance to visit the various reservations or along the Tamiami Trail, I think that I would do it quickly. I wouldn't wait too long, because a lot of things that you can see today, you won't see next year. A lot of habits and a lot of ways are changing. And the older people are some of the finest people you'll ever meet. They're very friendly, and I think you'll thoroughly enjoy your visit. The younger folks are just like our folks today, just like our children. They're being educated with our children. And soon, when they start raising their own families, there won't be too much difference between the two cultures. Frank is the medicine man of the Cow Creek Band of the Seminoles, and he is the spiritual leader of his people who believe in the old ways. His wife, Lottie, is a direct descendant of Polly Parker. Polly Parker is the lady so famous in history who, when being transported from Tampa to Oklahoma by ship, they pulled in to the Pensacola area, and requested permission to go ashore and dig some herbs and roots. And while ashore, they slipped away, a party of six, slipped away from the guards and made their way overland all the way back down through Florida, through central Florida, and into the Glades area. And it's because of these brave, hardy souls that we still have our fine Seminoles living in Florida today. I'd like for you to meet Frank and Lottie Shore. Why don't you say good morning to
them? Good morning.
Why don't you say good morning to
them? Good morning. I want to sing about two trees.
These are the old traditional corn dance songs. So you will have heard the modern hymn and the traditional corn dance song.
Hey, hi, Allegie.